Is that your contribution to the matter?
Yes. We are to do nothing, is that right? Except to wait in quiet serenity and utter faith for the deus ex machina to pop out of the vault? Stripped of your emotional phraseology, that's the idea.
Such unsubtle escapism. Really, Dr. Farah, such folly smacks of genius. A lesser mind would be incapable of it.
Farah smiled indulgently. Your taste in epigrams is amusing, Hardin, but out of place. As a matter of fact, I think you remember my line of argument concerning the vault about 3 weeks ago.
Yes, I remember it.
I don't deny that it was anything but a stupid idea from the standpoint of deductive logic alone. You said, stop me when I make a mistake, that Harry Seldon was the greatest psychologist in the system, that, hence, he could foresee the right and uncomfortable spot we're in now, that, hence, he established the vault as a method of telling us the way out.
You've got the essence of the idea.
Would it surprise you to hear that I've given considerable thought to the matter these last weeks?
Very flattering.
With what result? With the result that pure deduction is found wanting. Again, what is needed is a little sprinkling of common sense.
For instance?
For instance, if he foresaw the Anacreonian mess, why not have placed us on some other planet nearer the galactic centers? It's well known that Seldon maneuvered the commissioners on Trantor into ordering the foundation established on Terminus. But why should he have done so? Why put us out here at all if he could see in advance the break in communication lines, our isolation from the galaxy, the threat of our neighbors, and our helplessness because of the lack of metals on Terminus? That above all! Or if he foresaw all this, why not have warned the original settlers in advance that they might have had time to prepare rather than wait, as he is doing, until one foot is over the cliff before doing so? And don't forget this. Even though he could foresee the problem then, we can see it equally well now. Therefore, if he could foresee the solution, then we should be able to see it now. After all, Seldon was not a magician. There are no trick methods of escaping from a dilemma that he can see and we can't.
But Hardin, reminded Farah, we can't.
But you haven't tried. You haven't tried once. First, you refused to admit that there was a menace at all. Then you reposed an absolutely blind faith in the Emperor. Now you've shifted it to Harry Seldon. Throughout, you have invariably relied on authority or on the past, never on yourselves.